From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. The opera coming up in a few minutes deals with a subject that music has been addressing for as long as anyone can remember, the extremes people will go to in pursuit of love. And the tune we're hearing now is a wildly popular example. Don't recognize it? Well, actually, we can't blame you. But the source of this particular track might clue you in. It's from an album called, and I'm not kidding, The Royal Philharmonic Plays Meatloaf. And to refresh your memory even further, here's the original.
Some days I pray for silence, and some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the god of sex and drums and rock and roll.
This is the number one hit that deals with the same issue that comes up in today's opera. It's Meatloaf's 1993 Grammy winner, I'd Do Anything for Love. And if that were the song's complete title, the opera could well have been called the same thing. But the song's title actually has another line. The whole thing is, I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. The lovesick characters in the opera, however, don't have any such reservations. The opera in question is by Mozart, and in the end, it turns out well, thanks to the generosity of a magnanimous Roman emperor. But along the way, we meet a guy who's willing to burn down the entire city of Rome just to fulfill his amorous longings. And we also meet the fiery young woman who puts him up to it. On this edition of World of Opera, Mozart's final opera, La Clemenza di Tito, The Clemency of Titus. We'll hear it from the Aix-en-Provence Festival in France. Tenor Gregory Kunda sings the role of Tito, with soprano Carmen Giannattasio as Vitellia, the woman who loves him, and who's willing to see a city in flames to get what she wants. The production also features the London Symphony Orchestra with conductor Colin Davis.